30 below temperatures in Fairbanks this week underlined the urgency of getting homeless people off the streets. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, state housing officials met with local service providers yesterday to discuss a new approach to dealing with homeless inebriates.
The approach known as Housing First is premised on providing chronic drinkers a place to live as the first step to getting them on the road to a better life. Alaska Housing Finance Corporation provides funding for a range of homeless programs, and AHFC Director Dan Fowsky told Fairbanks service providers Housing First also makes economic sense.
I'm a true believer in it is cheaper to house people than it is to incarcerate them or place them in hospitals or emergency rooms. If you look at the science and the work, it is without question cheaper to house.
Much of the growing interest in Housing First in Alaska is based on a well-studied facility in Seattle that's reduced that city's costs related to dealing with chronic street drinkers. Sometimes derided as bunks for drunks, Housing First has proved a viable alternative for dealing with inebriates. Alaska Mental Health Trust Land CEO Jeff Jesse said it comes down to local choice.
There is no free ride for the community. You are going to pay one way or the other. You just have to choose. Are you going to pay by using your public safety resources to chase them around, or are you going to pay to actually try to house them?
Jesse says Seattle's Housing First facility has stopped the cycling of people through the city's law enforcement and emergency assistance programs, and most residents of the center reduce their drinking. Fairbanks' existing homeless programs provide emergency help, but there's no long-term housing option. Cindy Fields, Community Service Director for Fairbanks' Immaculate Conception Church, which runs a weekend soup kitchen, says she's convinced the Housing First approach is a good way to go.
Give them a place to live, give them dignity and respect, treat the disease of alcoholism as a disease and mental health issues as social problems for us all. But tackle it with love and compassion and consideration, and we'll make progress.
Fields is part of a coalition of individuals that represent a range of social service groups organizing to pursue a Housing First project in Fairbanks. The AHFC's Mark Romick outlined government and private funding options, but underscored the importance of a coordinated approach.
If you're interested in something like this, first thing is find an experienced sponsor. Okay, this is not a program for the faint of heart. And please don't create a new nonprofit. Use an existing nonprofit. There's already enough nonprofits. You have some great nonprofits in Fairbanks. And then once you go through that stuff, is really look at the feasibility. And you have to look at the feasibility of all three legs of the stool. Are you going to get enough money to build it? Once you build it, is there enough operating money to pay for all the utilities and the management of the facility itself? And then where are you going to get the support service money?
Romick said more money is available for capital investment than day-to-day operations and encouraged consideration of renovation of an existing building as opposed to more costly new construction. Anchorage is looking at conversion of a former motel into a Housing First facility. The Fairbanks Downtown Association brought federal officials to town last fall to introduce the idea and organized this week's meeting. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.